Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna on News Talk.
Now, with around 9% of the population registered for park runs, Ireland has the greatest penetration of park runners in the world. With 150 park run events happening every week, it is a community that is growing and growing. David Gillick is ambassador for the VHI Park Run and he joins me on the line now. David, you're very welcome.
Thanks for having me on, Claire.
So are you a park run regular?
I am. Yeah, I'm a park run regular. Like, it's funny, like, when you're mentioning there about, like, the penetration here in Ireland and how it's grown up to nearly, we've nearly 150 park runs, including junior park runs, you know, which is an amazing number. I remember my first, well, once it was my park run, I went up to the park for a run, and then lo and behold, I was like, I didn't realise what was happening. And I was like a salmon going upstream. All these people were coming the opposite direction. And then someone shouted, "Turn around, it's the park run." And that was my first experience of like scratching my head going, oh my God, this is the park run. And that was up in Marley Park. And, you know, I got really into it in 2016. I was up there every week and it kind of got me back into enjoying running. Just a sense of kind of kickstarting your weekend in a nice kind of healthy way. You're outside, it's in the green space. And it actually got me back into, you know, regular 5K park runs and then on to doing various other bits of bobs. So I'm an avid runner once again. I've fallen back in love with running, you know, all thanks to park run.
Yeah, that's interesting because I hate running and I prefer other forms of exercise. But there have been a couple of times as a family we have gone to the park run or I've met friends and there's something about it that is far more enjoyable. Is it the community feel that there's more people there?
Yeah, do you know what it is? Like, I think on park run, you know, they're adamant. Like, it's not a race. You know, you can race against yourself, but in general, it's not a competitive environment. And I think that's something that, you know, people have really bought into and created this kind of warm and welcoming environment, regardless of your level of fitness. And that's probably the hardest thing for people to kind of understand. You know, you're kind of put off at some time to go out for a run or run with other people because you don't want to be left behind, you know. Whereas park run has enabled people to kind of come and just run within themselves. You know, it doesn't matter if you're a regular park runner, if you haven't run in years. It's that sort of community aspect to it, which I think is really kind of sold park run and enticed a lot of people to kind of, you know, just get involved, be it with the kids, be it, you know, pushing the buggy around, whatever it might be. And also one of the things I think, you know, we often underestimate is that social connection with through exercise. And I think park run has really, really excelled at that. You know, there's so many park runs happening every Saturday and then they go for the coffee afterwards. And you forget about, you know, people who maybe, you know, aren't interacting with people over the course of the week, or maybe they're living by themselves. And this could be their big outlet each week to go up and kind of just communicate and socialize with people. And that kind of coffee post-park run is huge. Like, it's sometimes not mentioned about, but that's a massive, massive element to it. So I think your point about, you know, bringing the family up and kind of, you know, getting involved. And this is what I see as well. I see people walking it. I see people jog a little bit, walk a little bit. They walk fast, they run it. There's various ways to negotiate the 5K. And I think when we put those boundaries on ourselves of like, oh, I have to be faster than so-and-so, or I have to be up there, you know, in the middle or towards the front, that doesn't matter with park run. It's very much you. And that's the important aspect of it, is just getting out and being active.
Yeah, because if you go out to sort of pound the pavement on your own, you're stuck in your own head. And like for some people, that can be lovely to just be them and the pavement. And mm-hmm. That's almost like their meditative state. But for others like myself, all you think is, I don't like this, I don't like this. Whereas when you're distracted by the park, the people, your friend that you're chatting to, somebody you just met, that's what makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, no, definitely. And like even from my own experience, like getting back into doing more endurance running, you know, my background was a lot shorter. So going from like a sprinter of 400 metres to 5,000 metres, you know, I found it very difficult just leaving the house by myself and plodding along. Like, I quite enjoyed having people around me. I felt I would be pulled along. It's almost like someone else is doing the running and I'm just kind of slotting in behind them, and it passes quicker. And it all depends on the pace that you're going at as well. Like, some people will want to kind of run a little bit quicker and maybe they've got bigger plans. Other people just want to get out and, you know, plod around, walk around, and that's what's good for them. So I think, you know, it is individual. What we have found, and like even, you know, how it's grown, the numbers that have registered, is that people enjoy the community element to it. People enjoy the fact that, you know, it's the same course in the same environment. with a lot of the same people that you'll run with and walk with week in, week out. And people quite enjoy that.
Did your athletic background influence your relationship with running? Like, was it hard for you to just go out and do a little 5K park run and be okay with that, that you weren't training for a big event or pushing yourself necessarily?
I think my background probably hindered me. It probably put a bit of an ego, you know, and it probably restricted me. And I probably had that fearfulness of turning up and kind of this expectation that, oh, he was a runner. He went to the Olympic Games. Sure, he should be winning this. And that's actually what happened. The first person that came up to me, and he had nothing to do with the park run, he was just a runner himself. And I remember him coming up to me and saying, ah, David, you should win this. And like, I was almost taken aback by it, you know, because this is like, that's not what park run is about. But this expectation, and that kind of put a bit of a fear in me. And I remember my first park run, I went off like a lunatic, you know. It was almost like I had to put on a show. I had to live up to expectations and like literally leg it. And, you know, even that came after weeks of negotiation in my own head of like doing a park run, you know, I'll do it. And then it's like, oh no, I'm not going up there. I'll know too many people. So that kind of probably put a bit of a wall around me. But when I kicked the ego off the touch and I actually just did it for me. And look, to be honest, I was going through a bit of a difficult period. I had retired from kind of professional athletics. I was trying to figure out what I was going to do with the rest of my life. I initially resented athletics and running for putting me in that situation. And it took about 3 years until I got back into kind of running and indeed the park run. And it definitely enabled me to kind of be a little bit more active with a little bit of a goal and a bit of a target and something that I enjoyed each week doing. And I think that was the problem that I had, like, because my background was all geared around a massive championships and Olympic Games or what it might be. And that was an area, like, that was just clear motivation. Whereas when that was all gone, I struggled with the purpose of being active, and why would I be active anymore? It's not my job, you know, I don't need to do this. So it took a while until I actually realized, you know what, forget about all that other stuff. It makes you feel good. It makes you feel a little more balanced. It makes you feel energetic and feel good about yourself.
I love that. So what's your advice for somebody who would like to give it a go, but is very nervous? How do you get started? What should you know about day one park run?
Yeah, well, like, first of all, like, you know, register, go to theparkrun.ie and register. You'll get, you know, your barcode, and that enables you then, when you complete a park run, you get scanned, and it just kind of gives you your result and keeps a track of your progress and things like that. But don't be put off with that, and don't get too bogged down in times. Like, it's very much a case of, you know what, get yourself registered, get up there in ample time. So it starts at 9:30. You want to be up there a little bit earlier than that. You know, listen to the briefing so you understand what's going to happen. They do a safety briefing and a first timer briefing at every park run, every Saturday, every week. So don't fear that you're going to be the only person, you know, first day at school. It's not like that whatsoever. Enjoy it and be a part of it. And you know what? Don't go too crazy too early. You know, if you're only kind of new to running, start off really slow, start off walking, you know, because you won't be alone. There will be other people walking. You'll get straight away, you get a sense of like, oh, this is a little bit relaxed. You know, because in our heads, we can build this up and we think everybody's looking at me. They're not, you know. It's very much warm, welcoming. It's a community environment. Starts nice and slow and just progress through it. And you know what? Don't get too bogged down on the time that you ran or the time that you walked. It doesn't matter. The fact that you got yourself up there and participated is the main thing.
And how do you make sure you avoid injury?
Again, like, the most common thing that I would say, and one of the things that I kind of see, you know, is that people who are new to running or even getting back into running tend to run too far, too fast, too soon. So slow it right down. Be patient. Progress nice and easy. You know, and even focus on a bit of a time. So today I'm going to go out for a 10-minute jog. You know, at the end of the week I might go for a 15-minute jog. Don't get too caught up about distances, you know, because again, they can put a little bit of pressure on ourselves. So just focus on, you know, building it into your routine. You know, your body will adapt over time, so give it the time required. And likewise with park run, you know, you don't expect yourself to feel fresh and brilliant at the end of a 5K. It is 5K. So ease yourself into it. If you need to walk in between, that's completely fine as well. But I think in terms of injuries as well, a good pair of shoes, that's probably a key part to it. You know, make sure that you're in footwear that is supporting your feet. It may not be the most expensive pair. It doesn't need to be. It's just the shoes that really suit the runners that suit your feet. And make sure it's comfortable. You know, that's what you want. You don't want kit that's going to be, you know, tight in certain places. You want it to be tight in the right places and loose in the right places. And these are the little things that can catch people out. Your toenails, again, simple thing. You know, my dad, you know, literally said that to me growing up. Make sure your toenails are done, because again, you know, your feet are very important when you're out running. So making sure that all that's looked after. But again, it's just kind of giving yourself a bit of time. Build it into your week, you know, be it a Tuesday, a Thursday, park run on a Saturday. Build it into your week, and then socialize as well. Guarantee you there's various people in your locality, your family, your friends that may want to do this with you. And I think that's an important aspect to it, because the social makes you feel good, makes you feel happy, and puts a smile on your face. And that can all contribute to reduced injuries and things like that. But again, you know, I have to say that if there is an issue, you know, get professional help, go to a physio, ask the questions, and work on that rehab that will get you back.
Yeah, and go easy. And remember, as you said, that even a former Olympian and European champion was worried and scared going to a park run, and take your time with it. And look on that, David. I mean, fair play to you for coming through that tricky time, which is the same for anyone who ends a career in professional sport, and to carve out such an incredible career as an MC, speaker, reporter and author is definitely to be commended. And I certainly enjoy watching you on the TV or hearing you speak. So thank you very much for coming on today. And as David said, you can register and find out more at parkrun.ie. And you'll find David on Instagram at David Gillick.
Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna. Sunday morning at 8 on News Talk.